Good morning. 6:36.
Oi!
Oi!
It's gonna be a great, great day.
Great day. I don't know if that's right, but anyway. All right. We gotta get to it. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Of course, as always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Woo! Well, Nirvana's 91 album, Nevermind, just matched another chart record. It became the third studio album to rack up 500 weeks on the Billboard 200 album chart. The other two studio albums to achieve this feat are Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, which was, is at 952 weeks and counting, and Metallica's 1991 self-titled release, known as the Black Album, which has been up there for 585 weeks.
All right, I'm ranting again. Here we go. Pick me over here.
Yes, Hunter.
500 weeks. You know, I got a baby. You know how many weeks he's like 800 and some weeks old. When does it become years, ladies and gentlemen? Break it down a little bit for me. What'd you
see with
500 weeks, huh?
With the charts, though, the charts go by weeks because most
albums.
Most. It's trash.
Come on. Weeks just turn into months. Months turn into years.
Most albums, though, don't even come close to this. You know, an album is lucky. I mean, in the top 200, you know, it's a lot. So you could be on that. You could be album 200 and be on there for 500 weeks. But, it's a big feat. And maybe I'll message Billboard and see what they can do about this for you, Hunter. Be like, hey, my...
What is 500 weeks? Was it 52 weeks in a year?
I did that wrong. Right? Hold on. Clear. Oh, yeah. So 500 divided by 52 equals 9.61
years. See? Why couldn't they just say that? 9.61 years.
It doesn't
makes
roll
more
off
sense
the,
to me.
It doesn't roll off the tongue as well. What sounds more impressive, 500 weeks or 9.61 years?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You know? You calm down over there. It's just charts, all right? For God's sakes. only 7 albums overall have crossed the 500-week threshold. Let's see. The other 4 all greatest hits packages, like Bob Marley, Journey, Guns N' Roses, and Eminem's. But, it's a hell of a feat, man. It really
Weird
is.
Weird Al anywhere up there?
I don't know. I don't think Weird Al has gotten quite to the 500 mark, if you ever will. Yeah. But I'm pulling for the guy. I'm pulling for the guy. I really am.
Anyway. Eminem, though. Eminem's up there.
Yeah, he's on there, man. The real Slim Shady. He's got it down. He's got it down. All right. That is your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1945, Eric Bloom. Obviously, you know him as the... Eric Bloom, singer of the band Blue Oyster Cult, is born. I love BOC, man. They're fantastic.
They just need a little bit more cowbell, though.
Well, you always need a little more cowbell. Just, you know what? It is, for God's sakes, I don't think Blue Oyster Cult will ever be known other than that skit. They'll be known for the music, but I feel like in future generations they're going to be like, oh yeah, that's the cowbell band. It's like, no, they were so there's so much more than just the cowbell skit. God,
thanks, Will Ferrell.
Yeah, appreciate it. There you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.